Hello there, I'm Dr. Margareta Montague, and this recording is part of the Surgery Less Stressful Guide to Preoperative Peace of Mind. So you're going to have an operation, and you want to improve your immune response, reduce post-operative pain, recover quicker, and significantly lower your chances of getting post-op complications. Of course you do. Well, I can help with that. So let's start by getting comfortable, and I'll tell you what to do. Nothing complicated. Just sit or lie down somewhere where you can relax without anybody asking you where the scissors are or whether you've seen their phone. What you need to do is to get your mind and your body to work together. Because here's the thing. Your body has a massive influence on your mind. Honestly, massive. We think it's all mind over matter. But sometimes it's body over brain. And right now, before this important operation, your body can be your very best ally. So let's start by slowing down your breathing. We're going to do a bit of box breathing. Simple. 4 steps. Like drawing a square in your mind. How does it work? You breathe in for the count of 4. You hold your breath for the count of 4. You breathe out for a count of 4. And you hold for the count of 4. Like 4 sides of a square. Let's give it a go. Inhale. 2, 3, 4. Hold your breath. 2, 3, 4. Exhale. 2, 3, 4. And hold your breath. 2, 3, 4. Okay, let's do it again. Ready? Inhale. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. Exhale. 2, 3, 4. And hold. 2, 3, 4. One more time while I'm talking at your own pace. You really don't have to get it right away. We're calming your nervous system, not taking a breathalyzer test. Good. Now that you've got your breath working for you, let's let the rest of the body know that it can relax too. Let's melt away any physical tension you're holding. I bet you're holding quite a bit of it. Starting from your head and working down to your toes. So, first thing you do is to scrunch up your whole face like you've just bitten into an extremely sour lemon. Eyes squeezed shut, nose wrinkled, lips pursed, and release. Let your face soften, your forehead smooths out, and your jaw releases. Now gently roll your neck around, side to side, and the other way. And feel the slight stretch in your neck muscles. Hunch your shoulders up to your ears, like you're doing your breast impression of a startled turtle. Hold, hold, and drop them down with a sigh. Ah, much better already. Make tight fists with both hands tight, and release, letting your fingers spread wide. And then relax completely. Feel the tension flowing out from your shoulders down your arms through your fingertips. Now focus on your arms. Tense your biceps and forearms as if you're showing off your muscles to an admiring audience. And release. Tighten your abdominal muscles if somebody wants to tickle you, and release, feeling your belly soften and your breathing deepen. Press your back against the surface beneath or behind you, creating a slight arch, and release, allowing your spine to find its natural alignment. Tighten your buttocks as if you're trying to hold a coin between them, and release. Straighten your legs and point your toes like a ballet dancer, and release. Finally, curl your toes downwards, creating tension in your feet. And release, imagining any remaining tension flowing out through the soles of your feet. And now for the grand finale. Tense your entire body at once. Imagine you're impersonating a wooden board. And now melt into a delightfully relaxed human puddle. You know, your body knows what to do. It knows how to relax. It knows how to rest. It knows how to prepare itself for surgery. While you're resting in this peaceful state, let me share a story about Eleanor. Eleanor, a retired literature professor with a wicked sense of humor and a passion for gardening, was scheduled for a knee replacement. The night before her procedure, she was so nervous she couldn't sleep. Her mind kept racing with what-ifs that grew increasingly elaborate as the night wore on. In her sunny yellow kitchen, Eleanor brewed herself a cup of chamomile tea, the gentle floral aroma filling the air as she added a drizzle of honey. The warmth of the porcelain mug seeped into her trembling hands. Outside her window, the moon cast silver shadows across her beloved rose garden, where crickets were performing their nighttime symphony. "This won't do," she muttered to herself, the taste of honey lingering on her tongue as she set down her half-finished cup of tea. The wooden chair creaked as she shifted her weight, her arthritic knee protesting with a familiar ache. At 3 a.m., she decided to try the relaxation technique she had found on the internet. "What do I have to lose except more sleep?" she reasoned, the cool cotton sheets rustling as she settled back against her pillows. As she focused on her breathing and released the tension in her body, she found herself imagining her surgeon as Michelangelo and her knee as his masterpiece. The mental image was so vivid, she could almost hear the light classical music playing in the operating room, smell the clean, astringent hospital air, and feel the cool precision of the surgical instruments. "Take your time. Make it your best ever," she whispered, chuckling at her own imagination. The sound soft in the quiet darkness of her bedroom. By the time morning came, Eleanor felt surprisingly calm. Sunlight streamed through her curtains, warming her face as birds chirped enthusiastically outside. The nurse who prepped her, with hands smelling faintly of lavender and hand sanitizer, commented on her relaxed demeanor. Eleanor replied with a wink, "I've been practicing being a work of art." The surgery went smoothly, and during recovery, she used the same technique whenever discomfort arose. The hospital jello may have been a bit bland on her tongue, but her mind was elsewhere, focusing on healing and the future. 6 months later, Eleanor was dancing at her granddaughter's wedding, something she hadn't been able to do in years. The silk of her dress cool against the skin, the taste of champagne bubbling in her mouth, the sound of laughter and music surrounding her, the sight of her family's joy and the feeling of moving without pain. All five her senses celebrating her successful recovery. Following Eleanor's deed, let's create your own healing image. Imagine a gentle, healing light surrounding your body. This light can be any color that feels right to you. A soft blue, a warm golden glow, perhaps even a calming green. With each breath, imagine this light flowing to the part of your body that will undergo surgery. Picture this area readying itself for the operation. Blood vessels at the ready, cells cooperative, all systems go for the procedure and primed to ensure fast and efficient healing afterwards. See your surgeon and the rest of your surgical team as the skilled experts they are. Steady hands, sharp minds. Picture yourself resting peacefully during the operation, your body working with the surgeon to repair itself. Now, visualize the successful completion of your surgery. See yourself waking up, maybe a bit groggy, but with a sense that all had gone extremely well. Imagine the days ahead as your body, free from post-operative complications, strengthens, heals at a speed that surprises everyone around you, except you, because you knew it would. As you remain yet relaxed, let these thoughts sink into your subconscious. My body is strong and well prepared for the surgery. It's remarkably clever about healing itself. I'm surrounded by skilled medical professionals who care about my well-being, and it didn't spend all those years in medical school for nothing. My mind and body are working together in perfect harmony, so that healing comes naturally and easily to me. I am safe, supported, and much, much stronger than I realize. When you're ready to rejoin the world, wiggle your fingers and your toes. Take a deep, energizing breath. Open your eyes, carrying the sense of calm with you. This operation is not just something being done to you. It's something you are participating in. Listening to this recording, you have just assisted your surgeon by preparing yourself for this operation mentally. Remember, you can return to this relaxed state whenever you need to. It's like having a mental spa that's always open, with no appointment necessary. You've got this.